Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state and local communities. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona? California? New York? Hello, ma'am?
Arizona.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, in what year were you born? Just a year, please.
1972.
And thank you for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask you, I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote?
Yes.
Probably.
Okay. Definitely. 100%, yes.
And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? In your own words.
Women's rights.
Women's rights?
Women's reproductive health rights.
Women's reproductive?
Reproductive health.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, you skipped that one?
I voted for Joe Biden.
And thinking again about this November's elections, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party, Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of how you plan to vote, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates, using a scale from 0 to 100? 100 means that you're definitely going to vote. 0 means that you're definitely not going to vote. Here's the first one. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100, what do you choose?
0.
Joe Biden?
100.
From 0 to 100. And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidates or the Democratic candidates in your district?
Democratic candidate.
And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Carrie Lake, Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Ruben Gallego, definitely. I've met him. He's pretty nice.
And do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Joe Biden and the Democratic Party.
Much more Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or somewhat more?
Much more. They actually passed
the bill.
Or tried.
And please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separate from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Agree.
Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Agree. Just agree.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and prioritize protection for undocumented immigrants to reveal pressure on cities and state experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Agree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. Here's the first one. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who passed a background check and have been living and working in the United States for 10 years.
So what are my choices again?
Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Oh, strongly agree.
President Biden should protect our undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
And thank you for your patience. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 elections. Here's the first one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections?
More likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions to reveal pressure on cities and state experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
More likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all with each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, international camp near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Is this very concerning to you, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerning?
Very concerning.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Very
concerned.
Very, very concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Somewhat concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Somewhat concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe laws on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerned.
I'm going to read you the different approach from a former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closest to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closest to your view?
The second one.
Joe Biden much more closer or somewhat closer?
Joe Biden much more closer.
And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is in the country without papers?
No.
In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information, like MSNBC, CNN? Channels? Okay. What about YouTube, Fox News channel, or website?
No.
Univision, Telemundo?
No.
OAN?
No.
Newsmax? Facebook,
no.
TikTok? WhatsApp, Instagram?
No. Well, Instagram.
The Spanish language radio programs. Excuse me?
No. Instagram sometimes, I guess.
And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes only. For which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
The United States.
The United States?
I guess. Yes.
Okay. And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico?
No, the United States.
And were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Yes.
And that Puerto Rico or another country?
Another country.
What language do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Independent.
Do you think of yourself as closer to Republican or the Democratic Party?
Democratic Party.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
graduated college?
Yes.
And what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I have just your first name?
Claudia.
C-L-A-U-D-I-A.
D-I-A. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no, ma'am?
Yes.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.